Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf kuf hei. The Gemara has just asked a question on Ula, who, when saying Havdalah, all he said was Baruch Hamadlo Mekodesh L'Choil, and he did not say any chasima to the Havdalah. That in the Braisa it says Kol HaBaruchas Kulon Paisech BeBaruch VeChois Mem BeBaruch, except for Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaPeres, which you just have a Psicha and no Chasima, and Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta, that you do not have a Psicha. Bracha Achrona SheBeKriyashma also does not have a Psicha. So why is it that Ula was not Choisim by his Avdala? Kasha L'Ula. The Gemara answers that Ula can hold that this is just like Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaPeres. The reason is because the whole din of Birkas HaMitzvahs, says the Gemara, that you don't have a chesima is because the hoidahi, meaning, says the Rashbam, that you're not mafzik with anything other than the topic of Birkas HaMitzvahs. Unlike Kiddush, where you start talking about the Shvach of Shabbos, Birkas Yotzer, which you're mafzik with Techina, like Brachmecha Rabim Rachem Aleinu, you just stick to the point of the mitzvah. And so too, Avdalah, if all you're saying is Amad Lomim Kodesh L'Choil, so you're sticking to the point, and there's no reason to have a chesima. Tosfos asks on Rashi and the Rashbam, that they learn back on Daf Kuf Dalid that when we say that Ula said Baruch Hamadlo Ben Kodesh L'Chol, they learned that all he said was Baruch Hamadlo Ben Kodesh L'Chol and nothing more. He didn't say any of the other Havdalas that we know of. Hamadlo Ben Kodesh L'Chol Ben Er L'Choshech Ben Yisrael La'amim, etc. He just said Hamadlo Ben Kodesh L'Chol and that was it. So Tosfos says, if that is the Pshat in Ula, then what's the Gemara's Havamin over here? Why should I think that it's any different than Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaPeres? How could the Gemara even ask the question? So therefore, Tosfos argues and says that Ula actually did say the entire Nusach of Havdalah. He said all of the other Havdalahs, and he just didn't say a Chesima. And that is the Gemara's question. Why, if he was saying somewhat of a longer Nusach, does he not have to say a Chesima? And even on that, the Gemara answers that it's still similar enough to Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaPeres because you're sticking to the same point. So in order to defend Rashi and the Rashbam, the Netziv gives a Hesber and he explains that Rashi and Tosfos are L'shitasam from what they say in Ksubas. In the Gemara in Ksubas, Lav Zayin Mebeis, there's a machloikis if Birkas Nisuin is something that we have a chesima for or not. There's a machloikis, and the Gemara explains, man deloy chasim, the one who holds that there's no chesima, that you do not end it off with a chesima, is because mida dahava abriks ha-mitzvahs ubriks ha-peiris. The Gemara explains that the man diyamar who says that there is a chesima is mida dahava akidusha, just like Kiddush has a chesima. Now there's machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain the Gemara over there. Tosfos learns that the machloikis over there, as to whether Birkas Nisuin is doimah to Birkas HaPeres, Birkas HaMitzvahs, or it's doimah to Kiddush, is really a question of whether we consider Birkas Nisuin to be a long enough nusach or not. The man d'yamar who says that you have a chesima is because it's long enough to be considered doimet to Kiddush, and any bracha that's long has to have a chesima just like Kiddush. And the man d'yamar who holds that it doesn't have a chesima is because he considers it short enough like Birkas HaPeres and Birkas HaMitzvahs. And that is why, says the Netziv, in our Gemara, Tosfos asks their question, because if you hold that all Ula said over here was Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Choil, it's poshit that that's not a long enough nusach to warrant a chesima. So there's no Havamina that anybody could imagine that you would have to have a chesima. However, Rashi over there in Ksubas learns that when the Gemara says that there's a man d'yamar who says that you have to have a chesima, midi dehava akidusha, just like Kiddush needs a chesima, it's not because he holds that it's long in its nusach and that's why it needs to have a chesima, like Tosfos explains. Rather, he learns that the midi dehava akidusha, the fact that Birkas Nisuin does need a chesima because it's like Kiddush, is explained to mean that it's said b'loshen kedusha, just like Kiddush, and things that are similar to each other ought to have the same dinim. And the Netziv explains that even Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaPeres, the reason according to Rashi and the Rashbam, they do not need to have a chesima, is not because they are short. Because, says the Netziv, it would have been possible if the din was that we need to give them a chesima, that we would make the bracha a little longer and then make a chesima. It doesn't start with the fact that it's short and therefore it doesn't have a chesima. It's the opposite. It starts with the fact that this is the type of bracha that Chazal were not misakin with a chesima. And because they were mekabel, that this bracha does not warrant a chesima, therefore they kept the bracha short. It's the exact opposite. We first determine whether this bracha is the type of bracha that needs a chesima or not, and based on that, we decide whether to be marach in that bracha or not. Therefore, says the Netziv, we could explain our Gemara's question on Ula, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, who hold that all he said was Amavdu Ben Kodesh Tuchoyl. So Tosfos asked, if all he said was Amavdu Ben Kodesh Tuchoyl, then it, of course, doesn't need a chesim, and what's the Havamina? The Teretz is, the Havamina is that since it's not Doime to Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaPeres in its nature, it doesn't deserve to be without a chesima, it should be with a chesima, and therefore Ula should have been Marech more. Because the rule is, says the Braisa, that all brachas need to have a psicha and a chesima, except for certain exceptions. If you don't consider Avdol to be part of the exceptions, the Hainu, it's not Birkas HaMitzvahs, it's not Birkas HaPeres, it's not a bracha spuchel chaverte, etc. So, it's left with the regular rule that it's supposed to have a psicha and a chesima. You want to know, how could you structure the bracha in a way that it should make sense to have a chesima, make the bracha a little longer. And the Gemara's teretz is that since it's kula chad ha'idahi, it's similar enough to Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaPeres, and it fits into that category, the halachic category of Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaPeres, which are kept short in order that they shouldn't need to have a chesima, and the same thing would be true about Havdalah, and that's why Ula kept it short and didn't have a chesima. So we now have uncovered a very important yesod in understanding what a chesima of a bracha is. There's machloikis now between Rashi and Rashbam against Tosfos as to whether a chesima is part of the matbeya of the bracha itself. It's part of how they were misakin the actual bracha. The chesima makes up part of the nusach of the bracha. And being that that is the case, we will arrange things in order that the chesima should make sense. That's the way Rashi and Rashbam learn. Mashen Ken Tosfos learns that the chesima is not really part of the matbeah of the bracha itself. The matbeah of the bracha is the objective nusach that the bracha has. Once the bracha is short enough, then we say, well, then it doesn't need a chesima. If the bracha is longer, it does need a chesima. So a chesima is something that we will tack on to the bracha based on what the inherent nusach of the bracha is. The nusach of the bracha does not include the chesima, according to Tosfos. Rather, the chesima is something that the bracha will need based on the circumstances. And I believe that this machloikis is l'shitasam. Because we already saw on Daf Kuf Dalid a big machloikis between Tosfos and Rashi and the Rashbam how to understand the nature of a psicha of a bracha. And this has nafkaminas legabi the sugya of bracha smucha l'chaverta. We saw that the shita of the Tosfos is that you don't really need to have a psicha, even if, let's say, you have psukim that you say, that qualifies as a psicha, because as Tosfos says, bracha achar psukim doesn't need a psicha, beloi psicha nikeres haschola. Even without a psicha, it's nikeres the haschola. Meaning to say that it's clear from Tosfos that a psicha is not part of the matzah of the bracha. A psicha is only providing you with something called a haschala. It's a context that you need that the bracha has. And that's really the maskonas of Tosfos, how they understand the bracha achrona should be kriyashma. It doesn't need to have a psicha because it's coming out of psukim. And after psukim, you don't have to have a psicha. Masha'enken, the Rashbam explains that the bracha achrona should be kriyashma doesn't need a psicha because since you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you connect the bracha achrona should be kriyashma to the kriyashma itself, and the kriyashma itself has a psicha, so it's considered like one long bracha. Kechoda birchsa arichta damya. And we saw that they also argue, because of this, what the gedder of bracha smucha l'chaverta is. Is a bracha smucha l'chaverta potter from a psicha because it has the effect of the psicha of the first bracha, or is it because it has the actual psicha of the bracha? The psicha of the first bracha works for both the first bracha and the second bracha. And we explained that they also would argue why it is that the bracha of Havdalah needs to be Pesach Bebaruch. The question was that it's preceded by a different bracha, by the bracha on Boir Ma'ir Ya'esh. Tosfos answered, because Boir Ma'ir Ya'esh doesn't have a chesima, so therefore wouldn't be nicker. It has to be nicker that it's not one long bracha, but in principle, it would help to be a bracha smuchel chaverta. We explained that the Yerushalmi says that the reason why you need to be Pesach Bebaruch for a bracha Madl Mekodesh Lechol, even though it's next to Boir Ma'ir Ya'esh, says the Yerushalmi, because sometimes they're separate, because the Rebbe Hayim Mefazran, they weren't always together, and therefore it's not really like they are seen as one long series. Why is it that you need one long series? Because the din of bracha smucha l'chaverta needs that the psicha actually goes on the second bracha just like it goes on the first bracha, and it's seen as one long continuum. And that makes a lot of sense in light of the discovery that we have over here, that Rashi and the Rashbam understand the chesima of a bracha to be part and parcel of the matbeah, the nusach of the bracha. It's part of the cheftza of the bracha, and so too the psicha they understand to be part of the cheftza of the bracha. So the only way to understand bracha smucha l'chaverta is that you actually have the psicha of the first bracha. It's not lacking that matbeah because the psicha goes both on the first bracha and on the second bracha. Masha'en King Tosfos understands that the matbeah of the bracha, the actual chefza of the bracha that they were misakin, doesn't really include the chesima. Like we see, Tosfos says, if the bracha is long, then we give it a chesima. If it's not long, it doesn't need a chesima, which means that the length of the bracha is determined before we decide whether it needs a chesima or not. And hu adin, Tosfos holds that the chefza of the bracha does not really include a psicha. And, like we see, Tosfos holds that even psukim qualify as a psicha. All we need is a certain context for the bracha. The psicha is not part and parcel of the bracha, so there could be things that replace the psicha. And that's why, according to Tosfos, it would be okay for a bracha smucha l'chaverta to be something that was not intended originally as one long series. Like the Birchas Bar Me'ariah Eish, that could also function as a bracha smuch l'chaverta, because you don't need to have that the actual psicha goes on the second bracha. Rather, you need the context that the psicha provides us with. Like the Lashon of Tosfos, it's choshev haschala. We explained that that would also have an afkamina legabi the Eitzah of the Marami Rutenberg by Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech, according to Marami Rutenberg, used to be soymeche to a bracha. We explained that according to the Shita of the Rashbam and Rashi, that would be impossible, because it's not like Bari Nefoshes was originally intended to be part of the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech, and neither was the bracha of Agayim Achsarim Toivim. So we have a very clear machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos, as to how to be magdir, the actual cheftza of the bracha. The Gemara continues, Reb Chananya bar Shlamya v'talmidei derav havayasvi besudasa. They were sitting in a suda, and the suda was on Friday. V'koy alayar of Nuna Saba, amrulei zil chazi imakdish yoyma, nafsik v'nikvei l'shabata. So they said to Rav Amnuna Saba, go and check if it already became Shabbos or not, because if it did, then we will stop, we'll be mafsik the Suda and be keveh the Suda for Shabbos. Amr Lahu, he said to them, you don't need to do that, because Shabbata kava nafsha. The Amar Rav, kishem sha Shabbos kevas lemaiser kach Shabbos kevas lekiddush. There's a machlok Rishonim how to learn exactly what was going on, what was the shakvetarya in this Gemara. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, when Rav Chananya bar Shlamya and Talmid de Rav said that we're going to be mafsik, if it was already Mikadosh Yoyma, that would be mafsik and be kevei l'shabata, what they meant to say was that they believed that you needed to do Akiras Shulchan to totally stop the Suda in order that the Suda should be chal on it a shame of Suda Shabbos. Because even if you go now and you're Paris Map and you make Kiddush, but what will turn the Suda into a Suda Shabbos? So therefore they said, if it's already became Shabbos, we'll stop the Suda, do Akiris Shulchan, get rid of the Shulchan, the table that's in front of us, and then start again. We'll start from scratch. And that means that the Haschola of a new Suda will have a shame, Suda Shabbos. And he answered them, Rav Amnuna Saba said, you don't need to do that, because Shabbos is Keveya itself. Since your objective is to be Mavdal between Suda Shchol and Suda Shabbos, to be Keveya that this is a Suda Shabbos, you don't have to have a Kira Shulchan in order to do that, because Shabbos itself is Keveya, the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. And as the Rashbam explains, may acher shehi oiseres aleinu lechol may ata b'loy kiddush. Since Shabbos now demands that before we make kiddush, we are not allowed to eat. Ein lucha hefzik gadol mizeh umei atzma sudas Shabbos chashiva nivdeles misudas choil. The very fact that there's already an Isra Achila until you make Kiddush makes it that from here on, after Kiddush, the Suda will have a din of Suda Shabbos, and therefore it's enough with Peiris Mapa Umekadosh. What is the Raya from Meiser, that Shabbos is Kevas LeMeiser? Explains the Rashbam that there's halacha that you're not allowed to eat even an Achilas Arai on Shabbos without taking Meiser. The halacha is, generally speaking, until a person does a Sudas Keva, he's allowed to eat an Achilas Arai from something that was loy nigma melachtoi. Until you have gemar melach, you're allowed to eat achilas arai. That's only in the weekdays. On Shabbos, every achila that a person eats is considered an achilas keva. And that's because the eating that he's doing is a kiyum of the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos. Since legabe meiser, we see that the achila that a person does, even if it's an achilas arai, is considered kavua le'inyin, the din of meiser. That achila, even if it's an achilas arai, is considered keva le'inyin, eating before kiddush. You're not allowed to even be toyim before kiddush. Why not? Usually, you're not allowed to make a sudas keva before doing a mitzvah that you have to do. Over here, before kiddush, you're not allowed allowed to even eat an achilas arayit. You're not allowed to eat anything. The reason is because just like le'inyan meiser, we consider any achila that you do on Shabbos to be keva, so too le'inyan the isra of eating before kiddush. And since you have that isra achila before kiddush, we automatically will see any achila that you do after kiddush as being a suda Shabbos, so you don't have to resort to being oiker the shulchan. It's enough to be peiris mapa umekadosh. The Rif, on the other hand, has a whole nother understanding in this Gemara. The Rif understands that they were looking to see if it was Iskadish Yoimo or not, which means they were waiting to see if it got completely dark yet. And Rav Hamnuna Saba's response to them was, you do not have to be daktik to see whether it was Iktish Yoima entirely or not, because even in the stage of Ben Ashmoshes, where it's Sufik Yoim, Sufik Laila, you also have a din to be mafsik esudas choil, as you see from the din of Meiser, because legabe Meiser, the halacha is that just like you're not allowed to take Meiser on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to be ma'aser es avadai, something that's vade tevel, you're not allowed to be ma'aser it, even from when it's suffik chashecha, suffik ein chashecha. So what he was telling them was that from the moment it becomes suffik chashecha, suffik ein chashecha, from the time of Shkia, while it's already ben ashmoshes, you already are not allowed to eat without making kiddush. The Ran learns Beshita Sarif differently. He learns that the suffix that they had was, did it yet become dark? Because they understood that until it becomes fully dark, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh. And he answered them that you don't have to wait until it's Chashecha. Even from the time of Safik Chashecha, Safik Enu Chashecha, you're allowed to be Mekadosh. Just like you see, Le'inyan Meiser, that Safik Chashecha, Safik Enu Chashecha, has a halacha, legabe asering, being me'aser. And the Ran adds that the fact that it's usher to be ma'aser es avadai during that safik chashecha, safik ein chashecha, during ben ashmoshes, is a symptom of the fact that on Shabbos you're not allowed to eat an achilas arai from tevel. Because, he says, why is it that you're not allowed to be ma'aser during ben ashmoshes? You're not allowed to be ma'aser because it's considered a tikkun. Now, if it would be mutter to eat tevel ba'achilas arai, it would not be considered a tikkun gomor. You would have an eitzah, so it wouldn't be considered a full tikkun, and Chazal wouldn't aser the hafrosha of meiser. Therefore, he says you're allowed to be mekadosh even from ben hashmoshes. So far we have three pshatim. The Rashbam and Rashi learn that the dialogue between Rev Hamnuna Saba and Rav Chanan Rashlami with the Talmid Rav was all about whether you have to be oiker the shulchan or not. And he told them you're not mechuyev to be oiker the shulchan because Shabbos is kaveh the suda as a suda Shabbos, so it gets a shame of suda Shabbos. According to the Rif, at least the way most Rishonim understand the Rif, Rabbeinu David and others, the issue was everybody knew that you don't have to be oiker the shulchan and all you have to do is peiris mapo mekadosh. The question is, at what point do you have to do that? They thought that you have to do that only when it comes Chashecha, when it comes complete Vadai Laila, and Rav Hamnuna Saba told them that no, even if it did not yet get fully dark, but rather it's at the time of Safik Chashecha, Safik Ein Chashecha, you're mechuyev to stop the Sudas Chol and make Kiddush. And according to the Ran, the issue was the other way around. Rav Hamnuna Saba was telling them that you're not mechuyev to wait until it gets Vadai Laila in order to make Kiddush. They thought they're mechuyev to wait to make Kiddush until it becomes Vadai Laila. The question is asked on the Ran that it comes out L'maskana, even according to Rav Hamnuna Saba, you don't have to wait until it's Vadei Laila in order to make Kiddush, but at least you have to wait until it's Safik Yom Safik Laila, until Bein Ashmoshes. And that happens not to be true, because we know from the Sugya in Brachis, in Perek Tfilas HaShachar, that you could make Kiddush already from Miboid Yom. You could even daven Mayriv Miboid Yom and make early Shabbos. The Tzlach asks this question, and he answers that Einach Enami. Ordinarily, you could daven before it gets dark, as long as it's after Plaga Mincha, and you could be Mekabel Shabbos early, and even make Kiddush before Shkia. However, since in our case, the person was already eating on Erev Shabbos, and his Suda had a shame Suda's Choyl, in order for him to give his Suda a din of Suda Shabbos, it would not help to make Kiddush Mib'oid Yoim, because then it wouldn't give it a din of Suda Shabbos. You need that the day should first end, and then you're going into Shabbos, and it's clear that you're doing a Ma'is of Kiddush on Shabbos itself, then you could make your Suda into a Suda Shabbos. The Baal Amor actually learns the exact opposite from the Ran. He learns that the Talmidei de Rav and Rav Chananya bar Shlamya held L'chumra, that they have to stop eating from Shkia, and they told him, go and check if Shkia came. And he came back and answered them, no, you don't have to stop eating at Shkia, you only have to stop eating when it gets fully Chashecha. and he brought a raya from a Mishnah in Trumas, which is talking about somebody who was eating an achilas aray. He was potter because it was still Friday. He didn't have to be mafish maestris. And the shaila was, what happens if in the middle of his achila it turned into Shabbos? And it says over there that choshka leili Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer emir yigmar, Rabbi Yeshua emir lo yigmar. So you see that even Rabbi Yeshua holds that lo yigmar only when it becomes dark, when it's chashecha, which is not safik chashecha, safik enich chashecha. Tosfos in the Ramaschal Kachkevas Lakidush also references that inyan to show that you have to stop even if you started before. But the way the Baal Amor is using it is to say that even if you hold that you have to stop when Shabbos comes, but it's only when it becomes fully dark. Now we mentioned that the shita of the Rashbam is that Rav Amnuna was telling them that you don't have to be oikar the shulchan. Shabbos is kaveh itself, because as soon as Shabbos comes, it automatically gives the din to any achila that you do, even if it's an achila sarai, it gives it a din of an achila keva. And the raya that he brings is from the fact that it's kaveya lemaiser, that if a person is eating an achilas aray on Shabbos, since it's a kiyum of his mitzvahs oinig, he has to be mafresh trumas maiser, so he's not allowed to eat it. When the Rashbam speaks it out, he says the following. He says, "Ve'ein oichlim b'Shabbos afilu aray mitvua shaloi nigra melachta lemaiser." Meaning, the Rashbam is telling us that the halacha of Shabbos, that's kevas lemaiser, that if a person eats even an achilas aray on Shabbos, it's usur for him because it's lacking maiser, and we don't care that it's only an achilas aray, is said even by tvua that was loy nigra melachta. Usually, in order for something to be chayv in maiser, it needs to have gemar melacha. That means you have to go through the process until you make it into a kri, into a pile, and it's called digun, and that's part of the process that makes something chayv in maiser. The Rashbam is claiming that a person, even if he did not yet do gemar melacha, Shabbos has that koich to be mechayv him in maiser's, not only when it's an achilas aray, but even if it was not yet nigmar malachtai. Now, in the Hagoyes of Rabbi Tzal Ransberg, he takes issue with this statement of the Rashbam. He says, "Tamerly, dezeu neged maskana de Rabbi Yochanan bebeitze daf lamehem and aleph de masik." He over there, the maskana of the sugya is the einoy kevei ala bedaver she nigmar malachtai. This halacha of Shabbos that it's kevei ala maestros is only if it's nigmar malachtai. Now, the truth is, in the sugya and beitze itself, there's a stira, because in daf lamed dalad mebeiz over there, it says clearly that Shabbos is kevas bein. Yet in the Flamed Hayam and Aleph, we have the member that Rabbi Tzal Ransberg is quoting from Rabbi Yochanan that Shabbos is only Kevas by Dover Shenigmar Malachtei. The Rashba asks this stira, and he gives a teretz. It's interesting because the teretz that he gives appears in the Mishnah Lamelech, which the Rabbi Ransberg himself quotes at the end of his Hagah. And the idea of the teretz of the Rashba and what the Mishnah Lamelech says is that Shabbos is Kevas even by Dover Shenigmar Malachtei, le'inyan achila on the Shabbos itself. After Shabbos is over, a person could go back to eating an achilas aray because it was only nikva as a chiyuv maestris legabe Shabbos. Something that was already nigmar malachtai, which Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, when Shabbos comes, it becomes nikva, even le'inyan motzi Shabbos. But something that was not nigmar malachtai, then it depends. If you're dealing with the Suda Shabbos itself, then you're not allowed to eat it because of Mechuyev and Maestris. After Shabbos is over, then you go back to eating an Achilas Aray. And that's what the Rashbam could be referring to over here, because over here we're talking about eating it on Shabbos, and therefore it makes no difference that it was Loi Nigmar Malachtoi, because Legabe Suda Shabbos, then you're not allowed to eat it, even if it was Loi Nigmar Malachtoi. The Gemara continues and says, they thought kihechi the kavel lekiddush kach kavel lahavdalah. Just like we said that a person who's in the middle of eating his suda has to stop, even though he started the suda miboyd yom, he has to stop when Shabbos comes in because of the chi of kiddush. So too, if a person is eating suda shlishis already from before Shabbos ended, he has to stop eating because he has a chi of havdalah. But the Gemara says that that's not true. Rav Amram says, as the Rashbam explains here, you started a Suda Shabbos Mevoid Yoim, that's Kvoid Shabbos, that you should finish the Suda even after it got dark. However, the Gemara says, Hanim Yili, Le'inyim Mifsik, Le'im Afsikinu, that's only Legabi not stopping a Suda that you started already. We don't start a Suda once Zman Avdala comes. Then the Gemara says that even the din of not stopping is only if you started with Achila, because that has a Chashivas, it has a Kvias. But if a person started drinking, he's not allowed to continue drinking when Zman Avdala comes. Then the Gemara says that even that halacha, that drinking you're not allowed to do once Man Avdala comes, is only by chash v'shtia, like chamra v'shichra, but a person is allowed to drink water. But the Gemara says that is in disagreement with Rav Huna's statement, because Rav Huna said you're not allowed to drink even water before Avdala. He saw somebody who was drinking before Avdala, and he says, aren't you worried about askara? Because the Tana Mishmeder B'kiva kalatayim klum karim shiyavdol misasi ba'askara. So we see that there's an isser of eating before Havdalah, l'kulei alma, and even shtia, you're not allowed to do before Havdalah, l'kulei alma, and there's a machlokes legabe mayim. We paskin, of course, even mayim not allowed to take before Havdalah. Now the question is, what is the gather of this isser of being toyim before Havdalah? Al pi pashtus, it's similar to the isser to do, anytime you have a chiyuv to do any mitzvah, you're not allowed to sit down and eat before you start the mitzvah. However, the problem is that, generally speaking, there's no isser te'ima before a mitzvah. You're not allowed to partake of a suda, achilas kvah, before a mitzvah, but an achilas arai, you're allowed to do. Now, even though Kiddush, we can understand, like we mentioned earlier, that since when you start eating on Shabbos, any achila that you do, since it's a kiyum of your mitzvahs oinik Shabbos, it has a kviyas, and therefore we can understand why before Kiddush there will be an iser te'ima, but why before Havdalah is there an iser te'ima? You don't find by other mitzvahs, except for maybe Mikra Megillah, there is a Chumrah. The Trumas Hadeshin in Simen Kuf Tes says that you're not even supposed to be Toyim before, unless it's a Shas Tzarech Gadol. Mishnah Berurah talks about that in Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Beis of Katan Yud Dalet. But Shar Mitzvahs, you don't find that you're not allowed to be Toyim. You're not allowed to have a Suda before, because we're worried that you're going to be Nimshach and be Mevatel from the Mitzvah. So why is this Mitzvah different?
So Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Agoyas in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, on the Magen Avram, Siv Katan Vav, who's discussing the fact that you see the Rishonim point out, Lagabe Kiddush, that the Chiyuv to stop eating doesn't exist by Lulav or other mitzvahs, that once you start Beheter, you're allowed to continue. Masha'in came by Kiddush, the Rishonim say, you see that the person has to stop his Suda and make Kiddush. Says Rabbi Kveger, it's very simple what the difference is. He says, Yesh l'chalik d'dafka b'kriyashma v'lulav, d'ha achila einoy iser be'atzmusay. It is not inherently usser, elo mitam shalo yishkach milasayis ha-mitzvah. It's only in order that you shouldn't forget and not do the mitzvah. Uteima ba'alma mutter. He says, just like te'ima is mutter, like we mentioned before, so too his chilu beheter ain't mafsikin. Because the whole point of the iser to eat before a mitzvah like lulav or kriyishma is in order that you shouldn't forget and be nimna from doing the mitzvah. Masha ein kein sezer b'kiveger b'kiddush da afilu te'ima aser. You see by kiddush that even te'ima is aser v'achilu ba'atzmusay ha'iser. It's an inherent iser. It's not an iser just for the sake of making sure the person doesn't forget. There, it doesn't help his chilu beheter. So Rabbi Kveger is drawing a distinction, but we have to understand that distinction. Why in the world is there an inherent iser to eat before Kiddush? And if Rabbi Kveger tells us that the fact that there's an iser te'ima by Kiddush, which you don't find by other mitzvahs, is indicative of the fact that there's an inherent iser, then that tells us that by Havdalah there's also, according to Rabbi Kveger, an inherent iser. And we have to try and understand, where does that inherent iser come from? Now the truth is, we could really prove this from the Gemara later. The Gemara in Daf Kuvav Mebeis says, there's one man diyamar that says, Ta'am einoy mavdil. If a person was toyim before Havdalah, then he no longer makes Havdalah. Now it's pretty clear that if the iser te'ima is like the regular iser of doing achila before an asiyas ha-mitzvah, it makes absolutely no sense to say that since the person was over and he was toyim something, then he no longer has the mitzvah. I mean, the whole point of the iser te'ima is in order that he shouldn't be nimna from doing the mitzvah. Now that he was toyim, he should not do the mitzvah at all. I mean, let's say a person was toyim before tkiyas shofar, so now that's it, he shouldn't do tkiyas shofar anymore. Obviously, you see, according to that mandiyamar that says Ta'am Einay Mavdil, you no longer have a mitzvah to make Havdalah once you were Tayyim, is because the tzura of how Havdalah is supposed to be made is dafka in an oifin, where it's the first thing that you're being Tayyim. Meaning that if the person was Tayyim before Havdalah, the reason why he messed up and he no longer has a mitzvah to make Havdalah is because that's not the way they were Misakan Havdalah. They were Misakan Havdalah in a way that it's supposed to be next to Shabbos and nothing's supposed to be mafsik between the Shabbos and his Havdalah. If he already was mafsik, so it's no longer as the tzura of Havdalah. And even though we paskin not like that mandiyamar, we hold that Tom, you still make Havdalah, that could be because we hold that that din is not li'ikuvah.
But definitely the Iker Zman Havdalah is before Achila. Meaning the way they were Mesakan Havdalah is that it should be before your Achila. It wasn't that they said, don't eat before Havdalah because you may forget to make Havdalah. Rather, they said, the way that we want you to make Havdalah is that Shadafka be before Achila. That's really the Lashon of Rashi and the Rashbam over here on Amud Beis. When we say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, we say that that's where you're supposed to be Mavdal before Achila. The Mikame Sudasa Hu Shas Havdalah. That is your Shas Havdalah. So we see that a person who eats before Havdalah, it's not because the person is eating before the mitzvah like by other mitzvahs. Rather, the person who's eating before Havdalah is adversely affecting the Havdalah itself. Now, it's possible that the reason why this is the gather of Havdalah and the reason why you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah as a din in the Havdalah itself is because, like we already saw in Daf Kuf Gimel, that Yom Tov, that's Chal after Shabbos, so you have a chiyuv to make Havdalah for Shabbos and Kiddush for Yom Tov. What you're supposed to do according to Rabbi Shuba and Chananya is first say Havdalah on Shabbos and then Kiddush. And he gives a mashal that a melech is yoytze and the afarchus is nichnas. You first malavet the melech and then afterwards you go and greet the afarchus. So you see that the gather of the din Havdalah is levoy of the melech. You have to accompany the king out. So it could be that since a person has a chiyuv to be malavit the king, escort him out as he's leaving, Chazal felt that to allow you to be toyim before doing so is a pegam in the levoy of the king. You're supposed to be escorting him out and you're involving yourself in indulgence, in achila. Even if it's not achila of a suda, it's achila of a ti'ima, that's not supposed to be your focus now. So it's not because we're worried you're going to forget to do the mitzvah, rather it's undermining the actual nature of the mitzvah that you're supposed to be doing, because you're supposed to be Malav of the king, and instead you're focusing on your own indulgence. The Gemara says,
somebody who wasn't Mekadesh Friday night, should he say Kiddush during the day? So he answered that we have a raya from the fact that somebody who wasn't Mavdil Mitzoy Shabbos, Mavdil Vahilach Kola Shabbos, Kulay Hachanami, the same thing, in Kiddush, Mishlai Kiddush, Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadesh Vahilach Kola Yom Kulay. What is the gedder in this din that if you did not make Kiddush Friday night, then you could say Kiddush during the day? There's two ways to understand. One is that the Zman Kiddush is on Leil Shabbos alone, but there's a din Tashlumin. They gave you the right to be Mashlim, the Chiyuv, the whole Shabbos. And the other is that the real Zman to be Mekayim the din Kiddush, even if L'chatchila you're supposed to do it Friday night, but included in the Zman to be Mekadesh is also the next day. What is a nafkamina? So one nafkamina is if the person was not Mekadesh b'mezid, because the Torah brings down, it's Simreish Ayin Aleph, the Vikasev Rav Amram Zal, Im Loi Kiddush Balaylo Machmas Shichicho Oynes Yikadesh L'mocher. If a person refrained from making Kiddush Friday night because of some sort of shichicha he forgot or an oynis happened, then he has the right to make Kiddush the next day. Continues the Torah, Avala Ramam Zal Kosav, Loi Kiddush Balaylo Bein B'Shoigig Bein B'Mezid Yikadesh L'mocher, V'achim Estaber Tvei. The Torah sides with the Rambam that it makes the difference if it was B'Mezid or B'Shoigig. The Bach explains what are they arguing about. The Machloikas Rav Amram and the Rambam is this Shiloh. If the gather is that the person who wasn't Mekadesh Friday night has a right to be Mashlim, he has Din Tashlumin, then it makes sense to say that it's only B'Shoigei and not B'Mezid, like we find other Din Tashlumin. If a person doesn't daven, he doesn't have a right, if it was B'Mezid, to be Mashlim the next Tefillah and daven two Shemon Esrei, only if it was a Shoigei. However, if it's not Din Tashlumin, rather this is the Zman, and it's only L'chatchila, you're supposed to do it Friday night, but the entire Shabbos is the Zman, then it makes no difference if it was B'mezid. Another nafkamina would be, like the Michas Chinuch says, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, if a person wasn't ro'i to be Mekadesh on Leil Shabbos, and then in the middle of Shabbos he became ro'i, does he have a din to be Mekadesh during the day? If it's Begeret Tashlumin, then he would not be Mekadesh the next day, just like we find by Re'iyah Beregel, that we say that Mandalei Chazer B'Rishon, if a person wasn't capable, it wasn't ro'i for the mitzvah on the first day of Yom Tov, he has no din Tashlumin afterwards. But if it is an entire day that he has the Zman, it's not just a din Tashlumin, rather, this is the Zman, it's just L'chatchila, you're supposed to do it Friday night, then of course this person would have a din to be Mekadesh later on in the Shabbos. Using this Chakira, we can explain the Kasha that Kivege asks on the Magen Avram in Siman Tafresh Yud Ches. Over there, the Magen Avram brings a machloikis about a choyle who eats on Yom Kippur, does he have to make Kiddush or not? So the Magen Avraham says, since there's machlokes about it, he shouldn't make Kiddush because there's a chashash bracha levatola. He may not be mechuyev in Kiddush, and if he says Kiddush and it's bracha levatola, says Rabbi Kivegra, I don't understand. Obviously, you're not talking about the Kiddush at night. You're talking about the Kiddush in the daytime, because at night the person could eat right before Shkia, so it's very not common to say that the person from the time of Shkia became so mesukin that he has to eat. That's the assumption he makes. Of course, that's debatable, because there are cases where a person does become sick enough that he has to eat. But he's making the assumption that it would be close to impossible for a person to have this shaila at night, so it's got to be talking about in the daytime. Asks Rabbi Kivegra, in the daytime, the only kiddush that you have to make is a bar priya guffin. So what's the chashash bracha levatola? Anyway, if a person drinks a glass of wine, has to make a bar priya guffin. So what does the Magen Avraham mean that he shouldn't make kiddush because of chashash bracha levatola? The kiddush in the daytime is just the bar priya guffin. So the Achronim say, what do you mean? Why are you only making a bar priya guffin? If the person didn't make kiddush the night before, so he's mekadesh kol hayom kuloi, so he would have to make the entire nusach of kiddush, the kiddush of night. So the obvious teretz, why Rabbi Kivegra didn't feel that this is a taina, is because Rabbi Kivegra held that the din of Mimkadesh Kolayim Kule is Midin Tashlumin. And since the person the night before wasn't roy to make Kiddush, so there would be no din to make the full Nusach of Kiddush. The only Kiddush that you would do is during the daytime is the Bar Piragofen. On that, says Rabbi Kivegra, there wouldn't be a Chashash Baruch Levatol. In the Shalos Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Arachayim Simon Yud Zayin, he asks on the Shulchan Aruch, he says there's a stira, because in Hilchas Kiddush, in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Ches, the Mechaber Paskins, that even if a person b'mezid did not say Kiddush, he could be Mekaddish the next day, which you see from that, that it's Me'ikar Adin, the din of Kiddush by day. It's not a din Tashlumen. It's part of the Zman, because like we said, you wouldn't have a Chiyav to say Kiddush the next day if it was b'mezid, if it was only a din Tashlumen. However, in Hilchas Avdola, in Simon Reish Tzadik Tes, Sivvav, he paskins that if a person forgot and didn't say Avdola, he could be Mavdol until Tuesday. But over there he says, Dafke im Shachach Blei Hivdol, if he forgot. Sounds like that by Havdalah, it's only a din tashlumin. Now, our Gemara says that Mekadesh Kolayim Kuloi, we learn out from the din Havdalah, that just like by Havdalah we say, the person who forgot could be Mavdol Kol HaShabbos Kuloi, so too by Kiddush, we say that you could be Mekadesh Kolayim. So it's very not mistaken that the two would have a different gether. So why is it Legabe Kiddush we say even if it was amazing, and Legabe Havdalah only if it's a Shoigig? Sounds like Havdalah we treat like a din tashlumin. The Gemara tried to bring a raya from a brisa that says, Kvoid yoim, kvoid laila, kvoid yoim, koidim. That means if a person doesn't have enough to provide him with what he needs for the Suda's Shabbos by night and by day, so what's more important is kvoid yoim, you should leave the macholim for the Suda's Hayoim. There are two reasons given for this. The Chassam Sofer in Arachayim Yod Zayin says that in Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos is a progressive Kedusha, so it starts off with a smaller Kedusha and continues, and therefore Kvoid Yoim is greater than Kvoid Laila. The Chasdei David on the Tesefta in Brachas Per Gimel says that the reason why Kvoid Yoim is greater is because it says in the Pasuk, Ichluhu HaYoim. So you see that the Iker Mitzvah Zachila is by Yoim. In any case, the Braisa continues and says that if he only has one kais of yayin for Kiddush, then he should use it for the Kiddush that you say by night, because that's the main Kiddush, that's the Kiddush that you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, as opposed to using it during your Suda by day, because Kiddush HaYayim is Kodem L'Chvoid Yayim. So the Gemara asks that if you could make Kiddush in the daytime, when you miss it by night, so then why don't you just leave the kais ad l'mochar v'le'av be'tarti, and you'll do both. So the Gemara answers that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Ein Chanami, you could be Mekadesh in the daytime, but Mitzvah B'Shaita is greater, and it's B'Shaita to do it at night. The Gemara asks on the Inyan of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita from a Braisa, because the Braisa says, HaNichaz B'Beisah B'Motzoi Shabbos Mevorach Al HaYayin, he should make a Bar Piragofen, Ve'al Amor Bar Maria Eish, Ve'al B'Somim, which is Bar Minei B'Somim, Ve'achkach Omer Avdolah Al HaKoyz. That's the Seder according to this Braisa in Avdolah. Ve'im Ein Loi El HaKoyz Echor, if all he has is one Koyz, Menichoi Ad La'achar HaMozin U'Meshashlon Kulon La'achar, we should wait until after Birk Samozin, say Birk Samozin and be Mevorach Al HaKoyz and say all of these brachas afterwards. Mitzvah B'Shaita. This was the Gemara that we quoted before, showing that Mitzvah B'Shaita by Havdalah is to be Mavdil before the Suda. Meaning to say that the Suda not being allowed to eat before Havdalah is part of defining what the Shas Havdalah is. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who was being asked this question, responded by saying,
Ana loichakimo ana. I am not a chacham that I made up this idea of mitzvah b'shait of loichayza ani. I'm not a magid lo yichido ana. I am not a das yochid. I wasn't saying it as a das yochid. Ela gemarna v'sedarna ana. I am one who learns halachas and organizes them, which means that he was mekabelit from his rebbeim v'chein moirin b'vei midrasha kavasi, and they also pask in the base medrash like me. In the Arsameach, in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Tes Halacha Gimel, he explains this melitza that's being used in the Gemara in a beautiful way. He says, "What's chakimo, chuzo, gemarna, all of these things?" Explains the Arsameach that we know that in the Gemara before, in Daf Kuf Beis, Kuf Gimel, the Gemara had a machloikis in the order of Havdalah. Rav said, Yakna Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Shmuel said, Yanhak, which is Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. Rabba said, Yahanak, Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. Levi said, Kanya, which is Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdalah, etc. There is a whole list of Amayroim that were masbir in different ways, what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to organize the brachas of Avdolah. Comes Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak and he's being meramiz to the names of all of those Amayroim that spoke in that Gemara. And he wants to say that I don't hold like any of those shittas that held that Avdolah comes before Kiddush. Loi chakimo ano. Reb Yeshua ben Chananya, the Gemara in Becharis Daf Ches, brings down that Reb Yeshua ben Chananya said to the Sabi de Be'atuna, chakimo di Yehudoy ano. I am not like Reb Yeshua ben Chananya. He's the one who said, ner Avdolah yayin Kiddush. He was one of them that said that Avdolah comes before Kiddush. Loi chuzo'o ano. Shmuel said about himself, nehirin li, shvila de rekiya kishvila den harda, he's capable of seeing what goes on in the shvilin of the rakia in the upper spheres as much as people are bucky down here in the roads of Narda. And he also said on himself, the Medrash Rabba Nitzavim, Yisteroilagin Ano, I am an astrologer. So he was a chuzah, he was a seer. Shmuel was one of the shittas that said, he said, Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. He held that Havdalah comes before Kiddush. I am not a chuzah. Another shita that held that Havdalah comes before Kiddush was Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said about himself in Bab Metzia Daf Pei Vav, Yachid Ani B'negam Aholis. So he's called Yechida, Lo Yechida Ano. Ela Gemarna. Gemarna means I learn, I'm a loymate. Now he says this is a reference to Levi. Levi, actually, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, says that Lemeidin Lufnei Chachamim Levi Mirevi. When we refer to those that learned before the Chachamim, it's a reference to Levi who learned from Rebbe. Gemarna Ana, Sedarna Ana. Sedarna Ana is a reference to Rav. Rav was the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kof Lamed Zayin, says Man Reish Sidra Bebavel Abba Aricha, which means Rav was a Sadron. Rav and Levi were the two that held that Kiddush comes before Avdolah. Rav says, Yakna, Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdolah. Levi says, Kanya, Kiddush Ner Yayin Avdolah. So Kiddush comes before Avdolah according to both of them. V'chein Murim Bebe Midrasha Kavasi. These are the Rabbanan that hold that Kiddush comes before Avdolah, and not like the ones that hold that Avdolah comes before Kiddush. The Gemara says that from the Braisa that we brought, you could see eight things. One of those things is, HaMevarech Tzarech Sheyitayim. The raya that I'm avorach tzarech sheyitayim is because if you don't have to be toyim from the kais when you say the bracha on the kais, then just make havdalah as soon as you come home and then don't drink the kais, and then afterwards you'll drink it for birkas hamazon. What is the reason for this din that I'm avorach tzarech sheyitayim? It's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi in Erevin, Daf Memam Beis, says that the reason why I'm avorach tzarech sheyitayim is because it's a genai for the kaisal bracha that nobody should be nana from it. However, the Ritva learns that the reason why you have to be toyim from it is in order that the bracha, the Birkas Bari Pri HaGefen, should not be levatola. A nafgamina between Rashi and the Ritva is that according to Rashi, you could give the kais even to a katan shlehigia lechinuch, because as long as somebody is toyim from the kais, that's fine. The din shtia is not a chi of midinei habracha, rather it's just the din of the kais, that it should not be a genai, and that's miskayim even by a katan shlehigia lechinuch. However, according to the Ritva, if it's a katan shlehigia lechinuch, the bracha is still going to be a bracha levatola. So you could give it to a katan shlehigia lechinuch because you're being moitzi him with the bracha, midin chinuch is mukhayit mi mavarech. So that's a nafkamina between Rashi and the Ritva. Now, what is the machloikis? What's the yisoid of machloikis between Rashi and the Ritva? Why is it that Rashi doesn't agree to the Ritva that you're mechuyiv to be toyim from the kais in order that the bracha should not be a bracha levatola? The teretz is that Rashi holds that the birkas bor pri hagefen that you make by Kiddush is not a birkas hanenin at all. It's part of the nusach of Kiddush. As we'll see more by Riches and Daf Kuf Vav, there is the idea that in order for the Kiddush to be al hakois, you need to first preface it with a birkas bor pri hagefen. But it's not a birkas hanenin. And since it's not a birkas hanenin, it's not mechayev that you're dafka toyim from it. It won't be a brachal of atala if nobody is toyim from the kois. The only reason why you have to have somebody being toyim from the kois is just in order that it shouldn't be a gnai for the kois. But that's not halacha in the bracha. The bracha doesn't need anybody to be toyim. The bracha is not a brachal of atala even when nobody's toyim, because the bracha is just there in order to facilitate a kiddush al hakois, to make sure that the bracha was al hakois, and that's a bar pri hagafen that doesn't need te'ima. Toisves in Dibra Maschel Shma Mino Bracha to Una Kois has a discussion as to whether there's a din to use a kois by Birkas HaMazon even when it's not being done with a mezumin. Even a person does it be a chidi, does he need a kois? And he says from our Gemara, it's ksas mashba that even a yachid to Una Kois, because hanichnas is mashba shu yachidi. Toisves then asks that according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds in Perakets of Mevorchim, that all Shivas Aminim require Gimel Brachas, not just Bracha Me'en Shalsh. You have to say Birkas HaMazon even on a glass of wine. So when a person says Birkas HaMazon, if you need a kais by Birkas HaMazon, then after you drink that kais, you'll also have to say Birkas HaMazon, and you're going to need a kais, and it's never going to end. You see from this Tosfos that if a person were to say Birkas HaMazon holding a kais, and then he would not be toyim that kais afterwards, it's not called Birkas HaMazon ala kais. Because if not, we have a very simple etza. We could say, hold the kais when you're saying Birkas HaMazon, but you won't drink the kais. Lufi this, we can be poshet another suffix, which is a famous suffix, and that is a person makes a bracha ala kais. He does Birkas HaMazon ala kais by Sudash Shlishis. So most people, what they will do is they'll leave the kais over for Havdalah, and they won't drink the kais. And it's brought down. And the paiskim, it depends whether the derech for that person is always to make a bracha ala kais or not. I'll call upon him. According to Tosfos, you see that what you would have to do, if you want it to be considered bracha ala kais, is to drink the kais. There is no point in just holding the kais while you say Birkas HaMazon and then leaving it over for Havdalah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.